Radio.
All right. Welcome to episode 3 of season 4.
That's right. 3-4. Coming
out
the
Mono
and
Mono Show. That's right. Right here on Sound FM 100.3 Waterloo Radio.
Right on top of Maxwell's Music House.
Yeah.
Just prepping up for open mic night.
Yeah, people prepping up.
Popping their collars.
Yeah.
Fixing their ascots. Getting ready. Tying their sweaters around their necks.
Making sure the tongue of their high tops is sticking out.
That is right.
Okay. Well, so in this Mono A Mono Show, each week we're given or we select a theme. And each of us, DJ Ad Rock here to my right, and me, DJ Steele, choose 4 songs based upon that theme.
Yeah.
We play those 4 songs.
Play the crap out of them.
And then the Mono Amigos, that's you, the listeners, get to vote for whose selection they like better.
It's true. Yeah, you have a voice.
And you can vote one of 3 ways. The first way.
He just said 3-way.
Typing into the URL thing on your computer. www.mckennamath.com. Right there, there's a vote button. You click vote, you submit your vote.
That's a little drop-down menu.
Yeah. Or right on that same website, there's a little chat thing.
You can interact with us during the show if you want.
You can request songs that fit the theme, etc., etc. The possibilities are endless.
They're quite endless.
Or you can phone this phone number that Ad-Rock knows.
519-884-2567. That'll get you right into the studio and talking to either myself or DJ Steele. Likely me, because I'm just closer to things.
and
I do it all.
Yeah.
Oh, do I ever do it all.
So those are the options right there.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about last week.
Shall we?
We had a show.
We did. We did have a show last week.
Based upon the theme, dogs.
That's right.
And did we ever dogfight it out?
It was a dogfight. Michael Vick should have been here. Man.
Yeah.
Or maybe he shouldn't have been here so he could stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Michael Vick.
But maybe he would have... Yeah, anyway. So, the votes are in. The most people ever voted for that show.
Get out of town.
That have ever voted in the past. Probably because of the new podcast.
Yeah.
Or check whatever out, you want
to
call it.
If you want to go to www.soundfm.ca... If you want to listen to this in the future, or tell your friends about it.
If you miss a week, if you miss last week because you were at the Maxwell's open mic night,
yeah,
you go down there, you download the thing, or you can just click that play button and listen to the whole episode.
Yeah, because like, what else are you going to do on a Tuesday anyways?
Yeah.
You can't go to Loose Change Louis anymore for $2 Tuesdays.
No, burnt down.
Yeah. Anywho.
That's it.
So what happened?
So, the dog theme.
Dog theme.
The votes are in.
They're in. And?
The winner was... a tie.
Oh, no. Why are they cheering then? They hate ties.
I know. This guy loves them, though. See?
Yeah, but that's just because he's an idiot and he thinks that we're talking about neckties.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks they're funny.
Yeah. But well, that's just how it is, so...
Because he's got a closet full of, like, goofy ties that have, like, pictures on, like, cartoon characters and stuff like that.
But you know what this reminds me of? This tie right here. It reminds me almost exactly of the start of season 3,
mm-hmm.
when you kept saying how you were undefeated.
That's right.
And thus far in season 4, I'm undefeated.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I know, got to put a stop to that. I don't know.
It could be right here with this theme.
I think this week we've got it.
Now, you played The Faint, Warped Up So Sexual.
Worked Up.
Oh. And we played some MGMT, Electric Fuel.
Feel.
Feel?
Are your ears okay?
I'm sick.
I know you're sick, but I thought your nose was stuffed, not your ears.
Well, ENT, they're all attached. Weezer, Pink Triangle,
or Purple
pyramid. The black kids listen to your body.
That's right.
And I played some Cornelius, count 5 or 6.
Yep.
And that was it. Now, what did all these... Did anyone in the chat have an idea?
No, they just said it's skipping. The podcast or the stream is skipping.
Oh, that's all. A skipping stream. That's not the theme
of our show.
No.
It has nothing... Although there is quite a bit of skipping done...
In an episode of... Yo Gabba Gabba! Now, the theme that was submitted... do we have a person who it was submitted by? I didn't have this one.
That's gross. That was right in my ear. DJ Doormat's wife.
Ah. Okay. So DJ Doormat's wife, our ex-expert listener, submitted the theme songs by bands...
By bands.
...who have been on the show...
Yo Gabba Gabba. And for those of you who don't have little kids and don't know what Yo Gabba Gabba is, Yo Gabba Gabba is basically crack for kids. It's like, it's a TV show. There's like 5 characters as well as DJ Lance Rock. And it's just like 30-second snippets of like stuff. But the cool thing about the show is that...
Each episode...
Yeah.
They go along and they feature some indie band.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. No, you picked me up there. They feature some pretty cool bands.
Yeah. So
we've some of them more independent than others.
Yeah. And we've gone and we've picked out 4 each.
Yep.
A bunch of those bands that we played. Now, in the pre-mono show, I said the Cornelius one is more so because I played the actual song that was played on Yo Gabba Gabba.
That's right. I don't believe any of the songs that I played were actually played on the show.
And I don't believe any of the ones that I'm going to play were actually played on it. But right. All these bands were on it.
Yeah, and the cool thing that I found out in researching this, because I knew of a couple bands that had been that had played on it, but I wanted to check out them all just in case there was one that I was missing, was I found out that the characters from... Because of the... popularity of this show with like young adults because of the bands that are featured on it, they actually played at Coachella, the Coachella Valley Music Festival in California. They played there, I think 2 years ago.
Who did?
The characters of Yo Gabba Gabba performed at Coachella.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which was, I found pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Which is a concert that DJ Jeffy Jeff and myself had been talking about going to, making the trek down to California.
Oh, all the way to Coachella.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the cards. It's in Indio, California.
We'll have to wait and see. It's months away.
Well, DJ Jeffy Jeff is going. The tickets just went on sale on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're like $200.
More than.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're expensive. Anywho.
So
let's why don't we scissor paper rock it up?
Yep.
And get this party started.
And see who's gonna start this thing off. Here we go.
Get this party started tonight. I wanna feel you right. One, two, three,
rock!
Scissors. Man,
I'm gonna go second.
I lost twice in a row.
I know, it's season 4.
It must be bizarro, bizarro mono and mono show. You're undefeated, and I can't win at paper rock scissors.
So what do you got to start us off here?
Princess Consuela guessed that the theme was math.
Was math?
Yeah. It must have been before we said that the theme was yoga.
Oh, because of the so sexual thing there and the and the electric feel. Yeah, I get it.
Well, because she thought at the time that it was called electric fuel. So I can understand why she thought it was math. Okay, so the first song I'm gonna play is by a band that hails from Sweden, and they've been likened to what's the band called now? I'm drawing a blank.
Cyanide Kiss.
Polyphonic Spree.
Oh, that one too. Yeah.
Because they're very a lot of different instruments. There's elements of choir, a lot of stuff like that. Anyways, the band is called I'm From Barcelona, even though they're from Jönköping, Sweden. They have 29 members in their band.
29?
Yeah. I don't even have 29 friends, I don't think. So how could I can't even imagine forming a band with 28 other people. Anyways,
wow.
The song that I'm going to play is from their album, Let Me Introduce My Friends. And the song's called Treehouse.
Yeah, so if you have 29.
Yeah.
You gotta introduce them all.
Yeah. So this band features clarinets, saxophones, flutes, trumpets, banjos, accordions, kazoos, guitars, drums, keyboards, anything. Anything you can think of.
Anything you want.
Yeah. They've got it. So... Yeah. I'm trying to appeal to the masses with this song.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So, anyways, here is Treehouse by I'm From Barcelona from Let Me Introduce My Friends here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.
Banjo.
I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. It's a you and me house. I have built a tree house. I have built a tree house. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. Climbing rocks and stones, been collecting broken bones. I've been swimming across the lakes just to find this perfect place. I got lost into the woods. I've been covered up in mud. I've been going through a lot just to find this perfect spot. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. It's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. I've been climbing rocks and stones. Been collecting broken bones. I've been swimming across the lakes just to find this perfect place. I got lost into the woods. I've been covered up in mud. I've been going through a lot just to find this perfect spot. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. It's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. 'Cause it's a you and me house.
There it was. The first one. There's some. I'm from Barcelona.
Yeah.
I have built a tree house.
Yes. Did indeed. I have never built a tree house myself.
Oh, have I ever built a tree house? Wasn't that good, but. And actually, I just built a tree house at my new house, too.
I know you did.
Man, I build tree houses all the time.
It's your MO. Your modus operandi. Operandi.
There you go. Building never knew what MO stood for.
There you go.
But
what did
you think?
Did you like that tune?
Yeah, not bad.
Nice uplifting tune.
I'm excited to hear what some of the ones I selected sound like, too.
Oh dear! Do you want to talk about the bands that you picked to steal?
Can I have my paper back? I'm sick today. I can't help it. The first band I'm going to choose now. If you are a big fan of Yo Gabba Gabba, you obviously know that this is from when it was Broby's birthday, and the Ting Ting sung "Happy Birthday, Broby."
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I wish the Ting Tings would come to my birthday and sing Happy Birthday. Mainly because the lead singer is H-O-T-T.
Well, and she sung and also played the stand-up floor tom.
The stand-up floor tom?
Well, she stood and played on a floor tom while she was singing.
Cool.
And the guy in the band played the guitar.
Huh.
Now, I don't know if that's... the rest of their music is, but we're gonna hear a song called Be the One. I enjoyed that Happy Birthday to Broby song, so I chose the Ting Tings and I grabbed a song called Be the One.
There you go.
So let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Here it is
from their album. Yeah, we started nothing here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
I like it already.
Yeah, it's quite upbeat.
What you do, it's what you're thinking of.
There it is. The Ting Tings. With Be the One. They're on Sound FM.
100.3 Mono A Mono. That's right.
Yeah, not what bad.
What did you think of the song you picked?
I thought it was pretty good. I think. See, now a lot of these bands, even some of the bigger bands that I've chosen that I haven't quite gotten to yet, because we're just starting this battle, I don't know that well, but what I do know is that I like their song on Yo Gabba Gabba, so that's why I chose them. I'm not basing them based upon anything else.
That's it, eh?
Yeah. So what do you got for us next?
Well, the next song that I have picked, I was actually planning on featuring in the next little while. I found out about these guys through Groove Shark, as I've talked about before, about how I was playing a... playing some songs that I knew and liked, and I put it on the radio setting, and then it's just whatever bands come up, and these guys came up. It's a band called The Little Ones,
and they just so happened to be on the show.
That's
huh?
right. Yeah, they when I was looking at who had played on Yo Gabba Gabba, I saw that these guys had played, and I was like, sweet, I'll play
all
one
right.
of their tunes. So, yeah, they're a band from LA, and it's funny. I just was reading on their Wikipedia page here. There's an excerpt from their website about the history of the band. is kind of cool. It says they were members of a band called Sunday's Best, and I guess some of them broke off to form the Little Ones. And it says the Little Ones quickly realized that their only weapon against reality was their imagination. They embarked on a radical experiment to see if they could convince themselves that everything was going to be all right.
There you have it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Anywho, so I'm going to play a tune from their I think it's an EP called Sing Song. And the song is called Face the Facts. And yeah, I quite enjoyed it. I haven't seen the episode that they were on Yo Gabba Gabba. I quite frankly, not a huge fan of the show, I will admit.
Uh-oh, that may lose some votes for you right there.
And either are certain members of my household, which is why I'm not I'm not necessarily a fan of them. So, anywho, here is Face the Facts by The Little Ones from their album Sing Song, here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A
Mono.
So clever is never etched in stone and never hidden from sin. We choose to arrive as lips may slide to echo something relevant. Neither make it seen and the other may bleed. You just don't know, you just don't know. Why don't we just face the facts and leave it all alone? We'll
All right. The little ones with why don't we just face the facts
why
and
don't
leave
we?
Things all alone?
Let's just face the facts, okay?
That's it. That just was pretty good.
Pretty good. It was pretty amazing. It was what it was.
I thought I'm from Barcelona was better, to be honest.
Well, that's why I played that song second.
Oh, because the
There's
second one doesn't matter.
Not that it doesn't matter, it's just not as important.
Uh-oh, what one did I put second?
I don't know.
Neither
you need to tell me what you're playing.
You have it lined up.
No, but I don't have it lined up in order.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been asking you, which one do you want me to play next?
I don't know. I believe this band is a big band, but I don't know them that well.
Okay. Who are they?
My second band I'm going to play is a little band called The Killers.
They're a big band.
Yeah, I should have saved them for my knockout punch.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, you don't know what song you're playing anyway, so it could be a,
no,
a
I do.
Crappy song by a big band.
I have my thing here. I got my sheet here.
Well, I know you know the name of the song, but you don't know what the song is.
Oh, but I went for one that wasn't one of their singles. Like, I clicked one, mm-hmm. and I heard the beginning.
Yes.
And it was a single.
Right.
I said, no. You know what? No. And so then I clicked another one. Never heard of it before, never heard the song,
it.
So I picked that one.
That's what I mean. You don't know what songs you're playing.
Yeah, I don't know the song that well.
No, that's what I mean.
I just heard the beginning of it, and it sounded good. So I'm going to play this band. Like you, I looked online to see a couple of the bands that were on.
Yes.
Because, I mean, initially I had picked Weird Al, who didn't actually... He did play his accordion, but he was more a character instead of one of the...
he was the ringmaster.
Yeah.
In the circus episode.
Instead of, what do they call it when you're actually playing?
Super Music Friends Show.
Ah, yeah, right. So he wasn't actually on that. So anyways, I switched up. Apparently, The Killers were. So I have chosen the song that would have been perfect on that kid show.
Yes.
Under the Gun.
Actually, you know what I found was kind of funny? Is did you notice that the a bunch of bands, that they changed their names to be on the show?
No.
Like, the Black Kids were just the kids.
Oh.
There was a band called Shiny Toy Guns that were called the Shinies.
Oh, I didn't notice that. No. Yeah. Where did you find this list? I had a hard time finding a list of bands.
It's on Wikipedia.
Oh, I didn't look on there.
It's a great resource.
Yeah.
Steel. Great resource.
Well, at a lot of schools, they teach you that it isn't because it can just be edited.
Well, yeah, anybody can post it.
So how do you know that your selections are right?
Because I trust them.
Oh.
Because you can, if something is disputed on Wikipedia, you can, like, it's
You
like,
can fight them?
Yeah, pretty much.
In court?
Not in court.
Oh.
But, like, it'll be noted on Wikipedia that this claim is under dispute.
Oh, and then a podcast?
No, and then it can go to another page where people debate on the validity of...
like a homepage.
Almost.
Huh.
Debate about the validity of the statement.
Cool.
Yep.
There were
Why
no
don't we play some
pages.
Music?
Yeah, let's do it. So this next song I got coming up is by The Killers. Excuse
me. Are you okay?
Under the Gun. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
She's got her halo and wings hidden under his eyes, but she's an angel for show. She just can't stop telling lies, but it's too late for his love. Already caught in a trap, his angel's kiss was a joke. Crashing cars in his brain.
You're listening to the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono. DJ Ad-Rock left me in the studio, not even near the controls, just up and left, missed the selection. His song's coming up next. He's nowhere to be found. Oh man, I don't know what's going on with this battle. I had to get up out of my relaxing chair, throw on the microphones. Talk about stressful.
What'd you miss?
You only missed the killers under the gun and your cue to turn the microphones back on.
Hey, nature called, man. I gotta do what I gotta do.
So that right there was the killers under the gun. I'm gonna go over what's been played. I mentioned the killers under the gun right there. And DJ Steel has also played the Ting Tings Be The One. DJ Ad-Rock.
That's me.
Played the Little Ones,
yeah.
Face the Facts.
Yeah.
And I'm from Barcelona. I've built a treehouse.
That's right.
It's now the halfway point. What do you got for us? You were gone a while. Were you getting a new song there?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't.
You didn't go down to the open mic and get a CD from one of them?
No.
All right, well, enlighten us with your next pick.
Okay, so my next pick is a band that plays music.
Oh, no wonder you were gone.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the band itself is kind of, the band name is a little misleading. Because the band is called Of Montreal.
But I bet you they're not of Montreal.
That is correct, and that's why it's misleading. Because the band is actually from Athens, Georgia.
Oh, from Athens.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit misleading, too, because you immediately think Greece.
That's right, yes. So the Georgians took a name from an ancient city in Greece.
Oh, back in the 1500s.
That's right. And made it the name of one of their cities in Georgia.
Called Montreal.
There you go. And so this band of Montreal, so the lead singer, Kevin Barnes.
What did he do?
He named the band of Montreal because of a failed romance he had with a woman from Montreal, Canada, Ontario.
Wow.
That's right.
I wonder if that counts as production in Canada.
That's right. So anyways, this is all new to me because I actually thought these guys were Canadian. So this was misleading.
Me.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Anywho, they performed on Yo Gabba Gabba as well. And I'm going to play a song from their album called The Sunlandic Twins called Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games.
Can you spell that?
I'll spell it for you while the song's playing,
okay.
So people don't have to listen to me spell to you something while they could be enjoying music instead. Oh, dear. All fun and games here on the Mono A Mono Show. Anywho, here's Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games by Of Montreal here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono A Mono Show.
What was that? Didn't you say enjoying the music?
I'm sorry.
Pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's have bizarre
Some of Montreal.
Who is not actually of Montreal.
Wrath pinned to the mist in other games.
That's right. Oh, pinning Wrath to the mist.
Oh, or Wraith.
That takes me back. That takes me back to when I was a little whippersnapper and I used to pin Wrath to the mist.
Oh, it's so hard to do that, though.
It is.
That's why you only do it when you're young.
Yes. So. Otherwise, you're in for a world of hurt.
Yeah.
And disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. What have you got next for us, Steel?
Is this the three-quarter song?
This is the three-quarter song.
Oh, you really brought it with that one.
I thought so.
So that's why I said that. So now I'm going to really bring
it. Okay, you bring it.
Three-quarter song.
You think you're going to bring it.
I'm going to play a band from Yo Gabba Gabba on this
Weird.
One. The band's called The Postmarks. Now, on the Yo Gabba Gabba, they played a song called Balloons, Balloons Make Me Happy.
And do they?
They made them happy. At the end, balloons fell down and they were all laughing.
They must have been happy then.
Yeah.
I know when I'm happy, I laugh. Or smile.
Yeah.
Or a combination of the two.
But I'm going to play a different one by them.
No way.
Yeah. Called Goodbye.
It's going off the board, folks.
Goodbye. I don't know if this is a single or a non-single or what.
Well, probably because you've never heard it before.
I listened to this one. It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
Well, I listened to parts of it. I fast-forwarded because I had to pick quickly. But this is The Postmarks with Goodbye. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono. No, here it is.
It's coming.
On Mono A Mono. No, no, no.
Here just wait.
I'll be gone when you open your eyes. I'm skipping down like a stone thrown across the water.
Yeah, the Postmarks. See, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I like their Balloons Make Me Happy. And it turns out almost all their songs sound like that.
All two that you've listened to?
Yeah. I forget what the other one was that I listened to, but I like this one better.
Do their other songs make you happy?
I didn't necessarily say that they made me happy. I said that their other song was Balloons Make Me Happy, but sure, yeah, the other songs make me happy as well.
Well, that's good.
As balloons.
Huh.
Yeah. That's right.
I just found out something interesting that I'm going to bring up when I talk about my next song.
I'm missing something. Hey, why did you have it?
Why did I have what?
Nothing.
Oh.
Now.
All right.
Good job.
Yeah, we've done a great job, and I hope that the people listening who normally watch Yo Gabba Gabba and think that these bands are just like on a kids show playing their jingly little tunes are actually gaining an appreciation for
yeah.
For the band.
Well, this one especially.
I hope DJ Doormat's wife is listening, seeing as she requested this.
Yeah, well,
this one.
Or she sometimes listens on the podcast. Yeah, that's what she was saying.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's now an important time in our show.
It is.
It's now
time.
Well,
I got. It, It's about 9:23.
Yeah, and it's cold outside. I think it's about -4. Uh-oh, my thong left.
You're screwed now.
Ow! Okay, it's now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Yes. Oh, that one was quick. We must have done a good job that time.
Yeah, for sure.
So, it's now time for this knockout punch.
Oh man, I feel like I'm under the pressure. Okay. I'm really bringing it this week with my knockout punch.
Oh wow.
How long does that thing go for?
As long as I put my finger on it.
Okay. So this next band, I became aware of this band when the album for Garden State, the movie, came out. Because this band is featured a couple times on that soundtrack, which actually garnered Zach Braff, I believe, a Grammy or an Oscar or something like that.
Wow.
For best soundtrack for
never
the motion
seen
picture.
It.
You have never seen Garden State?
No, everyone says it's good, but it looks boring.
No, it's a good movie. Anywho, so the band is called The Shins. They've got quite a few songs that I'm a big fan of. I was going to play one of their lesser known songs, and I was like, wait, what am I doing? This is the Knockout Punch. I'm going to bring it or go home. The thing that I was saying that I found was interesting is I was just looking up on the Wikipedia page here, and there's a band that's a pretty awesome band that just released an album this year, or this past year, called Broken Bells, and it's actually a side project of one of the guys from The Shins and a guy called Danger Mouse. Anyways, I didn't know that, and I thought...
There's another guy named Danger Mouse?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
He does remixes and stuff, I think.
I think it was Danger Mouse.
I think he did... made an album called The Grey Album, and what it was is he took the Beatles' White Album and Jay-Z's Black Album, and he mixed them together.
Oh, that would be great.
He was also in... he did. That's what he did. Yeah, I was right. Great guy. And he's also in a band with CeeLo Green called Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah.
Yeah. He played on Philadelphia, too.
No, he never did. That was Charles Barkley.
Oh.
But anywho, CeeLo just released a very popular song called F.U., I believe.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good tune. Anyways, enough of that. I'm going to play some Shin songs. This is from their album, O Inverted World.
I did not.
And this is a song called New Slang. Here. This is my knockout punch on DJ Ad Rock on 100.3. Sound FM. Mono a mono. Nice tambourine.
So is the rest of our lives.
world. New slang when you notice the stripes, the dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony. Dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should've called. But my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you took to me like a girl takes to the wind, I'd have jumped from my trees and guided and danced like the king of the eyesore. The rest of our eyes were dead. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. And they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. And if you turn to me like a, I'd advance like a queen of the eyesores. And the rest of our lives were fed well.
All right. There it is.
There it is.
Your knockout punch.
Yep, some new slang by the Shins. What a great tune that is. I've been complimenting your songs all night, and you haven't even tossed me anything.
I sure did. I said I liked I'm From Barcelona much better than The Little Ones. I said Of Montreal was you really brought it in your three-quarter song. And I was just writing down the thing, and I was going to say that was a great song.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry I jumped the gun there.
I just forgot to write it down, so I was writing it down as we came back from that little break right there.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah. So now I am going to get to my knockout punch, though.
Let me guess. This was a band that was featured on Yo Gabba Gabba.
It was. This one I don't actually know. I don't have my paper either.
Oh, jeez.
There it is. I don't actually know what episode they were on, whereas the others I've been able to quote exactly the episodes. But I got this one off the internet. The band, I believe they're another big band. However, I didn't choose one of their big songs, Hot Hot Heat. Obviously, you could go with Bandages, right?
Yeah, I played that one.
Yeah, you played that one once. So I decided to go with a different one.
Okay.
The song is called Keep My Name Out of Your Mouth.
Nice.
Yeah, I listened to a bit of it. It sounded pretty good.
All right. Good.
So let's check
let's
it out.
Let's hope the rest of it's good, too.
Yeah, let's hope so. Here it is. My knock DJ Steele's knockout punch, Hot Hot Heat, Keep My Name Out of Your Mouth on Sound FM 100.3. Oh, I like it already. right. There it is, some hot, hot heat. Keep my name out of your mouth.
Woo!
And that does it right there for the Mono a Mono battle. Now,
that was it.
It's now time for people to log on to their computers, if you're not already, and dial up www.mckennamath.com. Click the vote button, drop down the drop-down menu, and select your vote.